Never underestimate the power of attention. And when I say attention, I mean eyeballs. Eyeballs attention. So think about an audience and having a captive audience. That's what we're going to talk about today, because it's one of the things that you should be considering when you're making that move or wanting to make that move into full-time entrepreneurship. What are you doing right now to garner the attention? So let's get into it after the theme song.
So the big question is this: how do we ambitious professionals avoid the slow-moving career, take control of our time, and get paid for two things: doing what excites us and making an impact bigger than anyone ever thought was possible? That is the question, and this podcast has the answers. My name is Candace Spears, and welcome to Ambition, Honey, and Hustle.
When you are considering, dreaming about, whatever it is, moving from part-time entrepreneurship into full-time entrepreneurship, one of the things that you should be thinking about all along the way is building an audience. And I really say this regardless of what business you are getting into, what business you are building. Building an audience will do so much for you right now. It will, one, allow you to build up a set of connections and relationships that you can add value to. And you can add value to them in whatever way makes sense for how you are building your business and the path that you're building toward. But it will also allow you to build up so much value that you've also built up a little bit of demand, a little bit of desire for almost anything that you have to offer in the future. And so the audience that you build could become the basis for future customers, future clients, future people who refer other people. And so having an audience is powerful from that standpoint of, you know, having your future customers. But the other way it's powerful is as you build an audience, having an audience and having the attention of people is something that is very monetizable. And when you talk about having the attention of people, people pay dearly to get in front of audiences. And this is the whole influencer model, where brands will pay influencers to have them talk about their content with their audience. You know, they have assembled a group of people who have some type of common interest. You know, they have some rallying cry around the value that you bring them. So this audience, not only could they be your future customers, you also can use it from a monetization standpoint as well. Now, I encourage you, when you're thinking about that, you make sure you're only monetizing those things that are still helpful for your audience, right? You don't want to be in that whole sellout stage, because then you begin to lose your audience if what you're talking about isn't valuable to them. And so just in general, as you're, one of the things that helped me in my part-time to full-time move is I spent some intentional time. It's part of the reason why this podcast is daily, right? Episode 260, the one that I'm recording right now. And the reason it's that way is because I was very intentional about building an audience, building a following, building something that would really help me in changing my life. And so that audience has given me that opportunity to, one, test out offers, two, even end up with in sales conversations with folks that are in my audience, three, to do that very thing of having partnerships with brands to put various offers in front of my audience. So there's a number of different opportunities that you have when you talk about building the audience. Well, the question becomes, how are you going to do it? And one of the best ways, I think, to build an audience is by making a commitment to do some daily content publishing. So no matter which way you want to do it, whether it is the audio form, the written form, the video form, but making a conscious choice of how do I want to bring content to life every single day? How do I want to add value into my audience's life? And even those that don't follow me just yet, how do I want to bring value every single day? Because if you can do that, you will start to attract your tribe. You will start to attract those folks who say, yes, she can help me with what I need. This is who I need to stay dialed into. This is who I need to hear from. This is who I need to make connections with. So the takeaway and the to-do for you is to say, all right, I know I need an audience on my journey. I know that would be helpful for what I'm doing, no matter what my business is. But now you need to take it a step further and say, how am I going to start publishing every single day? Through what channels? Through what mediums? Maybe you're going to start doing Instagram lives. Maybe you're going to start doing Facebook lives. Maybe you're going to start doing more YouTube videos or doing YouTube lives or Twitter chats, if that's even still a thing. I'm not sure. I'm not really sure that's still a thing. Maybe it's daily TikTok videos. There's tons of things that you could do, but choose something that best fits with where your audience tends to hang out and make a conscious choice to provide value daily and see what happens in your audience building efforts. For sure, you will see things start to change. So take this and take action. I hope you have a great day, a great evening, whenever you're listening. And I'll talk to you again very, very soon. You can find the show notes for this episode and just about all the other episodes on CandiceSpears.com. So go and check it out. Not only can you find the show notes, but you'll find other bonus resources, some freebies, some blog posts that may be helpful to you. There's plenty hanging out at my home base. So go to CandiceSpears.com. I guarantee you there will be some things there to help you on your bigger impact journey. Goodbye for now.